Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Betsy Seagraves. The scripture is Genesis chapters 25 and 26. Abraham lived a long life and bore several children. He left everything he owned to his firstborn son, Isaac. In ancient Israel, this was common custom for the firstborn to receive a double portion of the inheritance and become the leader of the family. This custom naturally caused a lot of tension. Sadly, today we see families split over their inheritance. Isaac and his wife Rebekah had twin sons, Esau, the firstborn, and Jacob. Isaac loved Esau, while Rebekah loved Jacob. This favoritism and Esau's birthright caused much conflict. The twins were rivals most of their lives. They competed for food, money, spiritual blessings, and family dominance. In chapter 26, envy reached a high point. Isaac was blessed with much wealth, and the Philistines envied him. Their envy caused them to destroy wells that were dug to supply water. Isaac's servants dug new wells. The Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." In 2023, we continue to see rivalry, favoritism, and envy. High school and college sports have a strong sense of rivalry. Farragut versus Bearden, UT versus Alabama, Loudoun versus Lenoir City, the Battle of the Bridge. Rivalry can be a healthy thing because it can cause people to strive to be their very best. However, like in the scripture, it can cause much evil and destruction. We also see favoritism in our world. A boss has favorite employees with no regard to how he or she performs their tasks. Envy can be very destructive in our lives. People will often see someone with a new car, new boat, bigger house, etc. Envy can quickly turn to resentment towards the person for attaining something they wanted but cannot achieve. Perhaps along with reading the book of Genesis, we should also be reminded of the New Testament scripture contained in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. May we each day be reminded of how God wants us to live. He wants us to respect and love one another. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let us pray. Dear God, please help us to live each day with love and respect for one another. Help us to spread the love of Christ to everyone we meet. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.